Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. This morning, I want to offer a simple exercise that can be beneficial in a person's personal prayer life. The exercise I'm referring to is what is called the ACTS prayer. It's an acronym, A-C-T-S. Each individual letter in ACTS stands for a key element in prayer. Let's go through each of these elements of prayer one by one. First, the letter A. The A in the ACTS model stands for adoration, which means worshiping and exalting God. As we pray, we are called to worship God in adoration. Now, the letter A in the ACTS model could also stand for acknowledgement. We acknowledge that God is our Father, and we acknowledge that we are His children. Now the second letter, C. The C in the ACTS model stands for confession. When we confess our sins, we concede with God that we are often wrong and that we have sinned against Him by what we have said, thought, or done. God then forgives us and restores our relationship with Him. Now the third letter. The third letter in the ACTS model prayer is T. The T represents thanksgiving. Now we might ask, how is thanksgiving different from adoration? The difference is that adoration focuses on who God is. Thanksgiving focuses on what God has done. We can thank God for many things, including His love, salvation, protection, and provision. Now lastly, the S. The S stands for supplication. A supplication is a request. Supplication is a petition. Supplication refers to prayer for our own individual needs and the needs of others. So, there we have it, the ACTS prayer, adoration, confession, thankfulness, and supplication. Let me end this morning by praying a simple ACTS prayer. Father God, we praise Your name in adoration and acknowledge that we are Your children. We humbly confess our sins to You. Father, we are so thankful for the blessings of life, and we also pray not only for our daily needs, but also for the needs of others. It is in Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.